Welcome to Wednesday night meditation. If we haven't yet met, my name's Jonathan Reynolds. This group now is right at the close of its 13th month of meeting every week, which is a pretty exciting thing to be entering our 14th month next week. That's quite a record already, right? That's quite a track record of mindfulness. That many folks have been here almost every time. That's really beautiful. The group is made out of folks that are interested in practicing the twin principles of wisdom and compassion. Wisdom or clear seeing and compassion, kindness towards ourselves and others. Whatever the reason you're here tonight, and that reason can be different every time, of course, whatever you're here for tonight, really notice that intention, notice that reason and what draws you to practice tonight. You could have done anything with your evening. Why this? So really seeing that can help kind of oomph or be something that propels us into practice and into wakeful living, knowing why we do what we do. The night is very simple. We sit for 40 minutes in meditation without too much talking, if I can keep quiet, a little bit of instruction. And then we have a short break where there's a few announcements, and then afterwards we have a discussion period if people want to talk about practice. And if not, we go home early, which is sometimes nice too. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe you'll try not to talk now so you get to go home early. Either way, whatever you like. Let's sit for a bit. Spine is tall, the eyes can close. The heart is lifted, there's a sense of dignity in your chest. The belly is soft, and whatever makes contact with the ground is allowed to nestle and settle down. The hands can rest wherever the hands feel comfortable and natural. And we begin with a simple collecting of awareness in the breath by noticing the breath. And sometimes the word attention is used instead of awareness. We gather, we collect ourselves and our faculty into noticing this breath. And the way that we do that in this tradition, in the insight meditation or Vipassana meditation tradition, is we pick a physical anchor, one of three locations traditionally, either the belly, the chest, or the upper lip. Whichever of the three you select for this evening, please stay with it for the duration of the sit. Again, you can change at another time or on another evening. But for tonight, either belly, chest, or upper lip, noticing the rise and fall of the belly if you're working with the belly, the rise and fall of the chest if that's where your focus is, or noticing at the upper lip and the nostrils where the air comes in and out through the nose. And we practice like this, collecting awareness in the breath for about 10 minutes to unify and stabilize our attention here. Of course, when the mind wanders, be kind, gentle, and generous with it, and softly bring it back to breath. Continue to collect awareness in your breath. Continue to return to the physical anchor, using it to support you in arriving into the present moment, resting in the present moment. Tonight I'd like us to be guided by our intuition. And so we've done a lot of talk about technique over the last 13 months. Tonight I'd like us to be present to whether the body is the focus point or whether thoughts and emotions are the focus point, or whether the feeling tone, the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral is the focus point. And to let ourselves kind of ebb and flow as we need to for whatever's arising for us. Still as a through line, we're collecting awareness in the breath. We're knowing our physical anchor. We're stabilizing and integrating and unifying our experience fully in the present moment. And all of the contents of our experience, that which arises and passes, is a reminder. Perhaps of that which doesn't arise or pass. Continue to collect awareness in the breath. Continue to collect awareness in the breath, remembering your physical anchor. Just noticing how you relate to the unfamiliar in a familiar or a friendly way, in a fresh way. As you collect awareness in the breath, notice if there's any system from the past being employed to kind of set up a marker system or a map of sorts. In some ways, the practice of mindfulness or of meditation is a map to exploring the nature of inner freedom. But if we're using a map to make sure we can get back to where we began if we need to, that's a different use of a map. By being present and being in the flowing present, there's an acknowledgement that there's no need to get back. That the mystery of being here and now will always present itself in a way that nourishes us if we're willing to trust it and not try to get back. Back to what maybe worked, back to what didn't work, back to some old familiar that is now an impossibility. Continue to collect awareness in the breath. Continue to do your best to notice that this moment is like this. Continue to use wise and skillful effort and means to support resting in the reality of the present moment. To noticing your original nobility. Do so gently, with friendliness and kindness, tenderness, and ease. often at this stage of the evening, we shift our focus from the practice of wisdom and seeing to the practice of compassion in some form. When we do this, it's important that the body be somewhat comfortable. So if you feel like you'd like to shift your posture, please do so. But try to maintain an upright spine so there's still this alertness that is present. So maybe it's changing the cross of the legs or picking another shape. Often during this period, we practice what's called metta, or loving-kindness meditation. And there are traditional folks that we send metta to, and often we begin with ourselves, and then someone who it's easy to send loving-kindness to, and then perhaps a neutral person, and then perhaps a challenging person. Tonight, I'd like to expand our sphere of offering metta, or loving-kindness, or sometimes called loving-friendliness, to include all beings. So what does that mean? Well, traditionally, there's phrases that are repeated internally, and they go something like this. May all beings be filled with loving-kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from inner and outer danger. May all beings feel supported and have everything they truly need. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from inner and outer danger. May all beings feel supported and have everything they truly need. So again, we repeat these phrases internally. And it's a practice. And it's important in sending loving kindness to all beings that we don't forget to include ourselves. It's easy to kind of think, oh, all beings are something separate from me. And so in a relaxed fashion, we might say the phrases a little more rapidly than I have, or maybe much slower. We might pick one phrase that really resonates with us and just work with that tonight. And again, it's a practice. We're planting the seeds of loving kindness for all beings. It doesn't mean we should automatically pretend we love all beings and just act like that and hope that nobody notices it's not true. We plant the seeds. And we'll practice like this for 5 minutes or so, sending loving kindness to all beings. If it helps, maybe an image of all beings in the heart center. What do all beings look like? Those beings with 4 legs and 2 legs, big and small, true and imagined, all beings. Those past and future, those strong and weak, sure and unsure, loving and those even unkind. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from inner and outer danger. May all beings feel supported and have everything they truly need. Do your best. stay with it. Notice if there's a tendency to check out. We don't force ourselves to stay with it, but there is a firmness, a commitment to the practice. Firm yet gentle. Slowly begin to close things down, not stopping too abruptly, just slowing the metta down. And whenever you do and have slowed it down to a very slow pace, just returning to collecting awareness in the breath and resting in that stabilizing presence. When you hear the sound of the bell three times, our sit is over.